Griffin Campbell, the owner of Griffin Construction, and Sean Benshop, who did business as S&R Contracting, both were cited for violations. Campbell Construction was cited for everything from not providing hard hats for workers to removing lateral support walls to not doing an engineering study before beginning demolition. S&R was cited for not bracing walls that could have crushed demolition workers and for failing to train workers properly. David Michaels of OSHA says this was an avoidable tragedy.
If the two employers that OSHA has cited had followed very basic and obvious safety precautions, six people who were killed on June 5th, 2013 would be alive today.
Robert Mongaluzzi represents the families of two who died from the collapse and another six injured in the incident. He says problems were known by all parties involved, including the Salvation Army, which owned the thrift store.
They received a report indicating that their own building, the Salvation Army building, was structurally deficient. They received electronic emails back and forth warning of an uncontrolled collapse and danger to life and limb. There is testimony in the OSHA investigation from the Salvation Army's own employees where they had discussed the roof falling in.
OSHA's proposed penalties of $313,000 for Campbell Construction and $84,000 for S&R Contracting for what officials call willful disregard of safety standards. OSHA says it plans to draw up an agreement with the Philadelphia Department of Licenses and Inspections to beef up enforcement of demolition sites in Philadelphia. A spokesman for the Salvation Army was not readily available for comment. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.